was from Mal Lane, but that huge crowd that turned up, and the number of people getting the jab. And the point he made is so critically important. The Indigenous people in North Queensland need to get out and get those jabs. Mind you, he raised the question mark about the reliability of that 22.7% figure over at Yarrabah. Well, I think that's been bandied around for a week or so now. Hopefully it's outdated and hopefully it's much higher. But he did make the point, you know, if we don't get the Indigenous people in North Queensland jabbed, it could be a real crisis once this damn scourge of a thing gets into the state, which inevitably it will. Will our hospital, this is a point he's making, is Mal, will our hospital, will our Cairns hospital be able to cope? And we all heard that last week, that bloke that went in, I think it was about 1 a.m. Sunday. And, there it is. I've got the quote here. He said, yeah, he knew his injury was not serious when he went in at 1 a.m. on Sunday morning into the emergency department, but he said, I didn't think I'd be here 24 hours later, let alone almost 36. And that's without the COVID crisis impacting on us. Now, there's an update on this matter, and I just want to share it with you because Sandy Donald's quoted here, and this is very important. Just in brief, this is from the Cairns Post, a critical shortage of hospital beds could plunge our Cairns health system into chaos if a COVID outbreak hits the city when Queensland reopens its borders in December. Cut to the chase. Cairns-based Together Queensland Senior Vice President, Cairns Hospital Anaesthetist Dr. Sandy Donald said he was worried the hospital lacked the capacity to manage an influx of COVID infections, particularly in light of a recent spate of code yellow alarms. I won't go on with the details of it. Everyone up here knows what code yellow is when they're just not coping. When you've got the ramping and outside, et cetera, and you can't get anyone even into a bed in the hallway, it happens too frequently. Now, Sandy's on the line to give us an update on this. Hello, Sandy.
G'day, John.
I know you're hellishly busy, but this is an important one. Whether or not we're going to be able to cope, for a start, we don't know how big an outbreak, if indeed we're going to have a significant outbreak of COVID up here, but the chances are higher once the border opens up. And of course, if we don't have the number of people, an adequate number of people jabbed, there will be a crush at the hospital. Is that the case?
Yeah, look, overwhelmingly we know that vaccination keeps you out of hospital. You may still catch it, you may still pass it on, but you're very unlikely to get sick enough to be in hospital. That is a critical message. And obviously also we've got parts of the population and unfortunately some vulnerable parts who are not vaccinated. Mm. That's a huge risk.
When you ponder the extent of this risk, you, I presume, also ponder what urgently needs to be done if we're to avoid a crisis there at the hospital, a very dangerous crisis. What do you ponder should be done, given that we've only got a fairly short period of time to do it?
Look, I think the first message and very important message is the health service has done a lot of planning. If we get an influx of COVID patients, there are all sorts of plans to work with those patients. What we'll have to give, though, is a lot of elective surgery and investigations. So it's not so much that the hospital won't cope, it's that a lot of other services will have to give.
Yeah.
That's not a good thing, and it's especially not a good thing if it's going on for an extended period. So, yeah, I think the plans are fairly robust. If we got a big outbreak in all of the First Nations communities at once, we would be having to get a lot of patients flowing out of here.
Yeah.
I think one way or another we would cope, but it would put huge stress on the hospital and in particular on the healthcare workers.
Now, Sandy, most of us haven't got a clue about the sort of facilities that are available outside of Cairns. I mean, there's an Atherton Hospital, there's a Mareeba Hospital, etc. From what I understand, though, their capacity is very limited, isn't it?
Yeah, look, there are a number of smaller rural facilities. They do a great job. A couple of them have at least limited high-dependency capability, but small number of beds, which really makes it impractical. And the other point is dealing with COVID patients and trying to make certain you don't spread that to other people who are also sick and vulnerable means you try and, as far as possible, manage the COVID in a limited number of places.
Mosman's quite small too, isn't it?
Yes, Mosman, once again, has limited beds but also very limited staffing, which would make it almost impossible to safely manage COVID there.
Sandy, we're approaching D-Day, if you like, almost. I mean, people are saying we're much too slow in getting these jabs out. There's much too resistance out there. So if there is to be emergency measures taken, they need to be fairly soon, don't they?
Oh, look, without going into detail, it is so frustrating that Australia was slow getting going with vaccination.
Yeah.
We should have been 6 months ahead. And in particular, we know that a lot of the remote communities, there's a lot of vaccine hesitancy, there's a lot of distrust of government. We knew that. We knew that over a year ago.
Yeah.
And the federal government announced that First Nations people were top priority and did nothing. And it will take time, it will take a lot of effort, take sort of sympathetic listening and talking to try and convince these people they are at very high risk from COVID. And any risk from the vaccine is just totally insignificant compared to that. It's a tough job. I know people who have been working at this for weeks or months, but we needed to start that process well over 12 months ago. It's frustrating. We've got a plan for what we can deal with, but certainly trying to just convince people that whilst they may have concerns about vaccination, the risk of COVID is vastly greater.
Yes.
And the reality of COVID is it's going to be in every community in the not very distant future.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Sandy, I really appreciate this update. Thank you.
Thanks, John.
That's Dr. Sandy Donald. He's an anaesthetist at our Cairns Hospital, but also Senior Vice President of Together Queensland, the union. Now, the time's on 7 minutes to 11.